Hey there, it's Coach Steph. Let's start with our meditation and get right into our lesson for the day.
Transformation, it started in my mind. Transformation, it moved to my soul.
All right, grab your tea and your coffee and let's get started. All right, let's jump right into the universal law of creation. I absolutely love this law. So let's first start with the definition. Life is being created from spirit, your higher self, right now. This axiom is the first cause and mode of operation of how the creative process of the universe works. It is the unfoldment of thought through universal law into form. This law is based upon the primary axiom of spirituality, the reality that life is created from spirit, your higher self. Spirit manifests itself in and through all creation, but is not absorbed by its creations. The manifest universe is the body of spirit. This creative principle works for everyone equally. Consider this. Everything you'll ever need to know is already within you. I'm going to say that one more time. Everything that you ever need to know is already within you. The universe is a complex network of intelligence. Consciousness is the way in which we relate to this intelligence. Consciousness is the awareness of your existence, your surroundings, and your thoughts and feelings on an individual and collective level. When you realize that everything is connected, your perception of life shifts from passive to powerful. The extent to which your consciousness is limited or expanded is the extent to which you experience feeling divided or divine. An example of that would be isolation or connectedness, restriction or free. So there's always two ways that you can experience something. There's always two ways that you can experience something. You can either experience the positive or the negative. So let's jump into the Bible verses to support. We're going to go back to the same scriptures from last week, which is in Genesis. So we're going back to Genesis. So let's start with Genesis 1 and 2 at the very beginning, because we're talking about creation. So it makes sense that we would start at the beginning of the Bible, right? So here we go. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible because the Bible amplifies and it gives connotations inside of the text. Second verse, the earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of every great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering over the face of the waters. Here we see the elements of creation clearly. There are four elements. If you have a pen, grab a piece of paper, write it down. If not, stop, pause, and rewind. Spirit, thought, universal law, and form. Okay, let me give more definition to that. Spirit, the creator, which is the first cause, which we know as God. Thought is the point of origin, which is the imagination of when you take something into consideration. Universal law is the creative medium, the modes of operation of the creative process. And then form is the physical existence, the reality of what was thought and conceived. So those are the four elements of creation, basically the creative process. Now let's read Genesis 1, 3, and 4, because I want to establish a pattern of the creative process in the first chapter. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4, and God saw that the light was good, meaning suitable, pleasant, and he approved it, and God separated the light from the darkness. So let's look at the process unfold right here in scripture. Spirit, Verse 3 identifies as the cause of the first form of creation was God. Higher self, source, all backing energy, intelligent, infinity, whatever you want to say. It's the all-knowing. And we say in New Thought is the divine mind. It's the one mind. Okay? Thought. Verse 3 then states, and God said, let there be light. Stop right there. This is internal thought and consideration very clearly. How many times have you heard your thoughts in your head as if you were speaking them? Exactly. That is what's happening here. Even if he is speaking out loud, it is an expression of that thought. It's an expression of that consideration. So then we move into universal law. Verse 3 completes by stating, and there was light. This is the working of universal law. There is a space in between thought and form, which is where all of the elements have to align to support the physical existence of that original spirit-based causal thought. And then the last piece is form. In verse 4, we see the physical existence is complete. Light has been formed. Then God evaluates it and even takes it a bit further by separating light from darkness. This process repeats itself for every other form in the creation story. In your free time, I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Genesis and study the process. I promise you it's there. Let's move to the New Testament for reference. So we're going to go to Hebrew 11 and 3. Again, Hebrew 11 and 3, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. By faith, we understand the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. That is a powerful scripture, okay? So it is believed that Paul wrote Hebrews along with the majority of the New Testament. This is a letter to the Hebrews, the original people of Judaism, which is where Christianity originated from. I just needed to put that little history in there. This verse is so clear that we don't have to spend a lot of time examining it. Here, we clearly see that Paul affirms the creative process from the beginning. He says the worlds with an S, recognizing that even back before space travel, there is a universe with multiple worlds. Then he says that these worlds were formed from the word of God, not of things visible. This clearly states that the word, the thought, the language of God, spirit, informed universal law, and then creation was formed into physical reality. This verse is a clear acknowledgement of cosmic consciousness existing at creation. This is New Thought all the way. I personally believe that Paul was the only apostle that really understood what Christ actually came to teach, share, and embody. And he didn't even walk with Christ while he was alive. His conversion and awakening, keyword, happened much later. Even more interesting when we look at Paul's teachings. For this week, there's only one New Testament scripture for the universal law because in my research, it is very clear that once the Christ was born, the accounts in the New Testament shift away from those of the Old Testament, especially because they want to put Christ as a part of the Godhead. As opposed to just acknowledging the creation process in itself, and also acknowledging the oneness that I taught about last week. In religious context, it is not accepted that we are one with Christ, even though the very words of Christ documented in both canonized and non-canonized scriptures support oneness. So there are no New Testament scriptures that really support the process of creation as I've come to understand and experience it through the lens of consciousness, and thus ends our biblical exploration of this universal law for the week. I invite you to spend a few minutes pondering what you believe about creation. When you reach a conclusion, I invite you to write it down. Then ask yourself, why? And write down what comes. Keep repeating this process until you come to your spirit-led belief about it. If you can't come to it in one session, then carve out some time to research based on your own plight for this knowledge. Whether you accept my invitation or not to do this assignment, at the very least, make sure you do what you can to know what you believe about creation, not someone else's beliefs. I hope this has been enlightening and informational for you. If so, please consider subscribing and sharing this podcast with 5 people that you think can benefit from these teachings. Until next week, walk in truth and healing. May you see, embrace, and know the beauty and splendor in the creation process all around you today and every day going forward. And together we say, and so it is.